Oh, they loved your fucking ass. Oh no, dog. They you, I, as I told you, my brother, you are you're us. You were us. We you everything you are, dog. They loved you. They loved you, man. They fucking loved you. Perfect. Fuck with it, right? They fuck with it. Real. I'm good. I'm good on my. Yeah, I'm gonna hit this button. We're gonna start this. Do what we do every motherfucking fucking Thursday in the dojo, baby. Oh shit. All right. Hey, yo, I'm sorry. What's good? Hey, say this spot smoking this. Hey, you smoking them. Smoking them. It's our day. It's game time. Joe, man, you got a great, great topic. I love it, man. Got a lot to cover, a lot to talk about. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to the Taekwondo dojos in the motherfucking house, all the dojo guys listening. If y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. Y'all can call in. Lines are open and everything. You got to. There you go. T, well, look, I throw it to you because you came up with this dope-ass topic, man. Take it away, man. Don't choke on those toilets. Right, and to get you guys that's listening out here, it's important that this is something that means that you are consistently working on yourself in every area in your life, all day, every day. And these are things that you have to want for yourself to move forward for yourself. A man does not fake it because a man just is. We are coming from our what we call our core and what our passions and our life purpose is, everything about us. We inspire ourselves to take action and to make proper decisions to make our lives meaningful and also motivate us to tomorrow where we evolve, my brother. What say you, man? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, no doubt. Hold on, we got a call real quick. Let's bring the call in real quick. Area code 304. What's your question? How can we help you? 304. Yeah. Can you speak up, please?
Yeah. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, a little bit. Can you speak up, please?
Yeah, I can't hear Ty. By the way, I'm on stream. I can't hear him.
He can hear you. Sir,
yeah, I'm not
question?
Hearing him, but I'm
right,
sure.
Okay. What's your question?
I'm 17, and my mom doesn't want me to leave the house.
Okay. All right.
What
so
should I do?
Stay right there. Okay, he's 17. His mother doesn't want to leave. Want him to leave the house. What should he do? Ty, you go first. I go behind you. Go ahead, brother. Yeah, absolutely. Here's the thing, young man, we're going to say to you that we want, okay, love your mom, okay? Again, Mother's Day come, you'll find out Mother's Day that your mother is working with Team Women, but that's here nor there. But love your mother, okay? And but understand this, don't relate to mom. See, well, I was lucky. See, back in our day when everything was in black and white, you know, we wanted to get out of the house at 16 or 17 and pave our own way and wanted to do our own things because When I was six or seven, I cut the umbilical cord off and stopped relating to my mother. I didn't mean I didn't love my mother. I stopped relating to her. And the thing is your mother always is going to love you. You're always going to be your mother's baby. And your mother is always want to protect you. But in that protection, she's going to do more harm to you right now as where you are because the world that she wants to give you is protection, love. And she wants to shelter you from the outside world that really is just not, won't say tough, it's just the world is what it is. But as a young man, you have got to be able to leave the house, but it sounds like you don't have a job, you're not working, so you don't have anything going for you. Right, but I would say for that young man who has that thing, Ty, to get your ass in the military. If you don't have a plan, and I'm saying when you graduate, I mean, I'm fine if you're flipping burgers right now, if you're working at Walmart right now.
Yes.
But he was saying his mother doesn't want, like when he graduates, she doesn't want him to leave. That's what he's saying. She doesn't want him to, she wants him to be with him after graduation or after high school versus him being his own man or him going out. But let me open him up and see what he has to say about that. 304, tell us more about your situation, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm from Jamaica, and there's a lot of violence where I am, so my mother doesn't want me to leave the house as much.
Oh, okay, because there's violence. Okay, but this is what I'm asking you. Is there violence in the military that you could join? Is there violence in you getting a job in a corporate or downtown? I mean, you don't have to be around the violence. Just because you live around violence. Listen, we all live around violence. We just don't. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so violence is there. But what we're saying to you and everyone listening is that we're not saying going to the violence. Yes, again, your mother is using the protective side of her that you're her baby. She wants to protect you. We're saying to you is that you don't have to be in the violence. You must start right now at 17. I don't know if you graduated yet, but sounds like you're – let me ask you this question. 304, are you graduating this year, or is this your last year in school? What do you say, 304?
I graduated school when I was 15.
Wait a second. So you've been living with your mother for 2 years?
All my life, actually.
Okay. Well, okay, do you work?
I do scamming.
Well, that's Jamaica rules, probably. It's not America. It's another. They got their own. Yeah. Anyway, do you have a job, 304?
I scam Americans, but other than that, no.
Do you have a job?
No, I don't work at the workplace.
Then why don't you get off your lazy ass and get in the workplace if you're not in school? What are you doing all day with your life?
At night, I trade.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I guess a grown man, but here's the thing. And Vibe, listen, this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that, we're not using violence as an excuse. We're saying violence, okay, there are insects outside your things and things moving in the grass that can bite you and do harm to you. I mean, but we still go and do live our lives, right? So just because he lives in a violent area doesn't mean he can't get out of that area. He's not confined to the violence area. He's got to get off his lazy ass and get on a bus. Ask mom for money, but don't ask her to borrow money. Ask her to borrow money to pay her back. Don't tell her, give me the money. Let me borrow it so I can get on a bus so I can maybe get some clothes so I can figure it out bit by bit, but make a plan. Exactly. This is what a lot of people need, man. A lot of each of them. Yep. Right. Exactly. And wait, but let me say something here. Hold on a second. Excuse me. We are in a good mood, but let me say this. Carlos, let me tell you a fucking ass something. Excuse my language. Carlos, let me tell you something. This motherfucker has more game on his fucking pinky than you everywhere in your life, bitch. Now either you're going to shut your fucking ass up and you're going to listen or fuck you and get the fuck out of here. You ain't going to come in this motherfucker and disrespect another fucking man, you service-dwelling bitch. So if you got a problem with this, fuck you, man. Don't you ever come in this motherfucker talking shit to a motherfucker that we love, we respect, and we want him to flow. So fuck you, man. Don't you ever come in this motherfucker. So I'm going to tell you this right now. Either you shut your goddamn ass up or get the fuck out of here. Because either way, I don't give a fuck. Because he can do what the fuck he wants. Because he got game. He got bitches. He got a life. And one thing he ain't got is your fucking mindset, you weak motherfucker. So you don't want me talking about Cinco de Mayo. You want me to talk about fucking tortilla chips and shit like that, bitch. Then stop fucking being racist. You say something again, motherfucker, you gone. Try me, because we're trying to help people. No, you're not. I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize, man. Well, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, man. Like, my boy, dog. Ain't nobody. No, I don't tolerate. I'm sorry. All right, let's get right to that. Much love to you. All right. Let's bring in Erico 260. Sorry for the anchor. 260, buddy. What's going on, man? How can we help you, man?
Hello. How you doing? What's up? What's up, Ty? My question is, well, you've been talking a lot about writing a book about yourself and figuring out who you are. I asked myself the question, and it was, who am I? And I just been having trouble.
Well, you haven't been having trouble. Okay, hold on 2 seconds. Let's pop you in because there's some crackling going on with you. So static. So 260, you haven't had trouble. It's just you don't have the right guidance. You see, the one thing about a TV, your watch, your phone, even your remote control, they all have one thing in common, and they have a troubleshooting guide, something to look to be able to help yourself when there's a problem. In order for you to create – see, listen – you've got the only way you can create the book on you is by what Ty and I was talking about at the beginning, is the communication you have with yourself to be able to be the compass that guides you on your thought. And whatever you think of, get your notebook, okay? Start with a notebook and start writing your thoughts down. Write your laws, your rules. Write down things that are meaningful to you and put those things in categories. And then when you're ready to market those things or start believing in those things, because it's not just writing it down, it's living by the shit. Because if you're just writing it down, you're just wasting your time. So if you're writing stuff down, you got to learn how to live by it. But Ty, what say you, my brother? Yeah, and what's important for a lot of y'all guys to listen to and understand is that, think about this, everything you have, even your video game systems, all you guys out there, because I'm an Xbox guy and PlayStation, what are they always doing? Every time you turn it on, they're updating the software of the program. And that's what Ty is saying. A lot of you guys are not updating your mindset and how you are. You're just staying with the same generic program. It's like y'all are running on 56K modem that goes, gee, you know, remember that's back in the 90s and stuff versus that files and stuff, you know. So, yeah, you need a hard reboot, definitely, man. So, but if y'all got any other questions, go ahead and ask. Put a Q in there. We got you. But, Ty, let's continue talking about this because I love the thing, man, about the core confidence, man. Let's get into that, man. Right, no doubt. And let me correct this guy right here. This is absolutely wrong. When you realize it's all connected to one, you are the one. Trust you're the one. And it seems, well, no, this is where y'all go wrong because you don't believe you're actually a one. You're a one of many people. You don't believe in yourself. And this is the problem a lot of guys have. They will say things to themselves, Ty, that they really don't believe in. It's not about saying it, because if you're the one, you don't need to say it. A lion doesn't go around telling everybody, I'm a lion. Look at me. I'm a lion. I'm a lion. He shows that he's a lion through his behaviors. And if you are always telling yourself this, then you're just using things to hide or put a rug on something deeper, man. That's not how you look at it. That's not how game works. But we do have a question right here, man. We have a question right here. I do need validation from the outside world to feel that I have value or self-acceptance. Worthiness only comes regardless. Do I need validation from the outside world? He's asking. So, yes. No, game is beauty, dog. It's beauty, dog. It's everything you're saying, it's on fire. See, here's the thing that most of y'all guys don't understand and why you're having this mindset, because there is no discipline inside of yourself that will push you to a higher level of motivation that will push you towards any challenges. See, you are not – see, your problem is you, like a lot of people, are like that last guy. Y'all just want to talk about the game, but you don't want to be about the game. A lot of guys will just say things, do things, but then when it's time to look at them and look at you, even by the statement that you're saying, you're the reason why you're your greatest enemy, because you're looking for everybody else except you to validate you. Taekwondo is his own validation. Taekwondo, like he just told you, like, you know, he something went wrong with his car. He didn't look for validation from anybody. He got off his ass and he did what he needed to do as a man. And he doesn't need to punch his chest or beat his chest and say, I did it, because that's how men function. That's how men move, okay? And see, and wait a second. If you don't want to call in, then please just shut the fuck up and stop that stuff, please. I'm just asking. I'm trying to be nice. If you just do not put your poison in the room. If you want to call in, come in and talk your points. But if you don't want to talk your points, please, and I say this with love, shut the fuck up, please, okay? Please, man. Please. Because I can't stand you guys that come in here with this kumbaya outside world stuff, and you only have a sense of, you talking to men on this panel, man. We on some man stuff here. I'm sorry, Ty. But, Ty, I'm sorry. Let's get back to your thought on this, man. I just want to address that shit. But go ahead, Ty. You got it, Ty. Go ahead. What's your thoughts, man? There it is. There it is, Ty. No, it is, absolutely. But here's your problem, my brother. See, you're asking a trigonometry question, and you don't know how to count from 1 to 10. You cannot have confidence if you don't have confidence. And you can't – right. Yeah, but you, as I always talk about the another level of confidence, but you can't even have that if you don't even believe in yourself. So you're trying to go right to a higher level of thinking when you don't even believe in yourself. See, the confirmation from your ability is something that you must create, but you're being lazy. You're not doing it. You're not creating anything, but not just creating, but believing in the creation and the thing that you move. Ty, I know you, what you got to say on that, team? You got it, man. I know. Hat or shirt, probably. Yes. Yes. Yeah, see, I don't get the confidence or validation from the woman. I get it from myself because what I know I can do. I sit in the lab, sir, all the time thinking of millions of ways to kiss her, to talk to her, to make her blush, to make her smile, and then up the ante from that. And you're not even doing one thing. And once I know those things and I believe in myself to do those things, I know I can move her. I know I can do things to her. I don't need her to get my confidence because I am confidence. I am sex. So I don't need to get a validation from a woman for something I have created a skill set for myself. Taekwondo has created a skill set for himself. That's why we keep trying to press upon all you young men. Y'all are too busy working outside of yourselves. Like, Ty, let me show you something that I have right quick that I broke out the other day, but I want to show you, Ty. So what's happening? Wait, let me switch this over real quick. What's happening is with the young guys out here, that in 99% of their lives, okay, Ty, so 99% of their lives, Ty, they can grab their keys, drive a car, and turn on a light switch without any worries, without any fears, without looking for validation from the lights. They don't look for validation from the remote control. They don't look for validation from the car door, the lights, the toothbrush, or the toothpaste. They don't look at any validation. But the reason why most of you are looking for validation is because the one thing you're not doing that Ty and I are trying to get you to do is to stop listening and following theory from people and individuals who don't know game. That is the disconnect. But here's the thing. You don't go to YouTube to learn how to pick up your keys. You don't go to a YouTube because you taught yourself how to turn on the light. You taught yourself to grab the keys. You taught yourself to grab the remote control or turn the thing. You taught yourself so well, you didn't need to go to YouTube to do these things. But yet, when it comes to women, you're looking to guys that are telling you theory, lie, manipulate, red pill, hypergamy, high value, and all that other stupid stuff that is doing more harm to you. So technically, Ty, I'm saying they're separating church from state, basically, by they're separating themselves from what they think they need to be to women versus who they are to the woman, sir. That's really yes. What? What? Hey, guys. Yeah. That's a. Let me, hey guys, real quick before we grab the calls, I just want to let y'all guys know to even go deeper, or not even deeper. This is why, because he's already deep enough. I'm gonna kind of go. I'm gonna piggyback off this depth that he's saying. He's saying that Ty, what you see is one side of him, and with women who are lucky enough to spend time with this man, get to see the multitude of taekwondos, the romantic taekwondo, the sensual taekwondo, the sexual taekwondo, the smooth taekwondo, the seductive taekwondo, the freaky taekwondo, the dirty taekwondo, the nasty taekwondo, the naughty taekwondo, the dirty taekwondo. It goes, but see, that's how deep it is. So it's not about woman. It's Ty saying to himself, what do I want to lace her with? What part of me do I want to show her? Because even though you see a one-man Ty right there, he is a multitude of different types of sexual personalities that are all him. It's not a schizophrenia. He's not schizophrenic. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, before we break the call, I just want to tie it real quick to pick it back. My God, it's like we're reading each other's mind here. I was telling guys, like this guy, I had a client of mine. He had he listened to me months ago, years ago. I was talking. He had like a picture like this on his wall. And as he was talking to the woman, he was breaking down some stuff with the photo, why he loved it, the artwork. But she was discussing to him that, it's something I always love to do is go paddle boat riding. It's cold, it's frozen. Something I would love to do, I would love to do with somebody. So this was in December. So what happened around months later, he just said, hey, I got a surprise for you. He blindfolded her. He got in the car. He brought her out to the lake where they had that. And he surprised her. Why? Because the sex was the listening. He listened and internalized the information and waited for the right moment to show her why him versus the average guy. And it really brought her into tears and stuff because no man, how we are, how they all say, no man has ever. So it was like, who is this guy? Because he like blindfolded me, hold my hand. I'll walk you down your steps, get in the car, get you out of the car and walk you over there and blindfold you to see that I listened to something that was important to you. And it wasn't the sex. It was the thought that led. But see, that led to sex because she's like, people don't listen to me. Guys don't listen anymore. They just, they fake like they listen, but they don't actually retain information. He's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you remembered something so small that I said. I mean, it was just kind of like I just said it out the side of my neck type thing, and I didn't know that. You remember and stuff. So it's kind of going with what you were saying, my brother. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. All right. Well, we got three calls, 469-347 and 630. We got you in that order. Area code 469. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Is it Steve?
Are you on with Steve and Taekwondo, sir? How can we help you?
Oh, my bad. Hey, what's up, Ty? No, I was the one who called in earlier. I was, the one who said, that you are the one, trust you're the one, So, I mean, all of that kind of, went into, because I've been watching you for a while, so, pardon me, I'm a little nervous, it's my first time calling it. So,
I'm sorry, go ahead, continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. It ties into what, sir?
No, it all just, tied into, when you say you get the 100-piece puzzle set, and, you're the only one of your kind, and, with the fingerprint, and, not being attached to, the outcome and everything, so... I mean, that was really what I meant by that. I mean,
it's all good. But no, what I'm saying to you is this, young man, is that, see, it's okay. Okay. A lot of people, it's on the calls. A lot of guys will lie to themselves and say that they're the one. It's like a woman saying, I'm beautiful today. And then she's crying later on that evening because no one likes her. And she feels so. When you're saying it, the thing is that as men, we don't say it. We display it off of our mindset and behaviors. See, the thing is, it's a slippery slope by saying or letting these guys just say to themselves that they're the one. Because the guy that says he's the one, that he thinks he's the one, and he runs into a woman that eats his lunch, is he actually the one? And then is he ever? And then at that point, he's going to question the one like that. Like, I see what you're saying, but that's why I wanted to correct. I'm glad you called because I wanted to correct what's going on. I'm not saying you're wrong, but where it's at, you're wrong is that if right, they need to feel like it. So when they see a woman feeling like the one, and then they get in front of that woman and she takes their lunch, can he ever be the one again? Will he ever trust that thought of being that one, 469?
No, you won't. I agree with you because, a lot of guys, instead of believing that they're the one, they put a lot of their belief in the woman. So that's kind of why they get all shaky. I mean, I used to kind of be that way myself, until I kind of started watching you. So, Lucario and these guys. So, I mean.
No doubt. I was just saying the one that you were using was in the wrong way. See, I if you're the one I agree. I can't argue that. But I don't want people to think that it's just something they can grab off of a message or a table because that's what YouTube has done to these young men. They have processed information that you could be Taekwondo in a day or Taekwondo in 2 hours or 1 hour by just saying this one thing because that's what cults do. They push things to these young men. So that's why I was just telling you not to say those things in there because a lot of these guys – can't see what game is. It's not a word. It's a behavior. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. That's what I was saying. I'm sure you probably understood what I was saying, but as far as what you said with the guys in the chat, it might have been a little bit of a deeper statement. So, I understand what you're saying.
We got to be careful. See, the thing that I do is we make sure we talk to individuals that we're careful with wordplay because a lot of these guys are used to wordplay. If I come up with a cult called pineapple and I start telling everybody about pineapples and, it's the woman's pineapple nature and it's you can be a high value pineapple and no pineapple fap or something, then I'm using a word where these young men will cling to the word versus the behavior.
Right.
And they'll live off that word, and they'll change their names for the word. They'll live on the word, but not the behavior behind it. And we're showing behavior. Like the lion doesn't say I'm a lion. You know it's a fucking lion when you see the lion. You see what I'm saying, 469? Ty, you got it, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and once again, you know, it meant no disrespect. You know, and it was absolutely a pleasure talking to you and Ty as well. You know, I'm a fan of both of you guys. So, you know, salute to what you guys are doing.
It's not, but see, when you say the word emotional, I'm a man. I don't get emotional. If I'm playing Madden, Call of Duty, or watching a Cowboy game, I will have emotions when I lose, but I'm not emotional. I don't have that in my DNA like that. You know what I mean? So it's that, you know, sometimes it might upset you when I check, but I don't want, it's just, I care about the people that's listening. And we got to be careful with words we use, because a lot of people will take the word the wrong way and run with just a word versus the behavior they need to show the word. The word, like, let me give you a quick example. The letter A or the number one does never have to tell people what they are. They just know when they see it, because it's the only A and the only one that you will ever see and know, because it's the first number in the numeric system in the first letter, right? They don't have to impress anybody. You got to learn me, the A and the one, right? They're saying, I don't need to learn you motherfuckers. You got to go to school and you got to learn me. In order to write sentences, speak English, talk correct, you got to learn me first. I don't need to learn you. Like Ty was saying, I am the constant. I will always be A. I will always be one, because I don't have to learn women or life. They got to learn me, and that's what we're trying to push, okay? But I'm sorry, Ty, did you want to say anything to that, brother? Yes. Right. Yeah, so it's just I see where you're coming from. It's just that I just don't want people, even on Ty's side, when they see that, to think, well, I don't need to learn anything. I'm just the one, and then they're gonna fail. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I feel you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's all love, man. And the correction was out of love. It wasn't out of malice or hate. It's just that it's depth in what we do, and I just don't want people to say.
Absolutely.
So, okay. But, hey, Joe, we got other calls. But we appreciate your mother, brother, okay? All right. We thank you for the call.
Yeah, both of y'all take care.
All right, respect, man. Great call. Thank you, 469. Let's bring in 347. The lines are blowing up, Ty. Area code 347. What's your question, sir? What's up? Get it. Let's eat. 347 going once. 347 going twice. All right. Let's go to area code 630, sir. What's your question? How can we help you?
630, this is me. So this DJ from Chicago, man, just trying to check in with y'all, man. Dean, you've been doing great work. Ty, I see you, little homie. You know what I'm saying? But I was trying to build. You probably already answered all the little questions, though, earlier about the game perspective. So do you think that we get it misconstrued when people say the game is always going to be about the females instead of building themselves as men and understanding how they could see how to work themselves in transition?
All right, whoever says that, well, I'm sorry.
630.
You go ahead, Ty. You go ahead, Ty. You got it. Do you hear Ty?
No, I can't hear Ty.
I wonder why you can't hear Ty, because I got everything up right correctly. You can't hear Ty at all.
I could just only hear you. But I can hear you on my other phone, though. I got you on my other phone, though. You know what I'm saying?
You got Ty. Okay, go. Well, Ty, go ahead. I'm going to see. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, yeah. Women are like a perk in the game. Bro. You can't listen to people tell you about women because they're pushing. They're saying that women are better than you. You got to do everything for them, and we're trying to say that. Oh, okay, let me ask you a question. When you were going to the egg, was it about the woman or was it about you getting to the egg, caller?
It was about me getting to the egg. You already know.
Right. It's always been about you. Right. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying, what we're trying to say is that women are just like a perk in our life, man. They're going to come and they're going to go. Some are going to stay, some are not. But a woman is never going to define me. I define me. The love and admiration and the evolvement of myself defines me. It's not the woman. The woman is a part, and she gets to enjoy my involvement. But I am here to elevate her and show her why me, why I am the opportunity and not the option. Taekwondo is not the option. He is the opportunity. So when we walk up on women, we don't look at them as, oh, my God, she's so pretty. Oh, my God, is she going to like me? No, we look at her like, damn, is this a lucky day? I mean, Todd coming from dojo. I'm coming from the land of ass and titties, wherever we come from. And all we come down, we take the form of man. It's like, hey, today's your lucky day. Either you're going to get with us and get your life changed for the better or not. True. Because we're coming from a place that people don't know about, and that is our core, the place that most guys don't even know about, their core. So if we come from our core, and the average woman is on the surface because of surface dwellers, we make her life. She can't make what we are. We're that's like a kindergarten making a doctor or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
True. I already understood. And, you know, I was just trying to build with y'all, but I definitely get the perspective because, you know, there's definitely been times where, you know, you could make a female just be like, hey, fuck it. Let's just go ahead and do what we got to do. You know what I mean? Let's get this out the way. So I definitely, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to build with y'all, man. And, you know what I'm saying? I just want to call in, man, because, you know, just trying to make a statement. That's it. You feel me?
Yeah. Well, don't make that statement. It ain't about women. It will never be about women.
Exactly. It's not either. You know what I mean? Real tough. All right. I feel you, man. All right, man. Yeah.
Respect, love, man. All right, Ty, give me a second. I'm going to go 667 and all the other guys. I'm sorry, Ty, can you hear me, brother? Ty, wait, hold on. Let me see. I can't hear you. Wait. Are you muted? Ty, you can't hear me? Wait, you can hear me. All right, wait. Let me change. Let me make one setting change. Give me 2 seconds. I want to make sure. Yeah, you. Wait, let me see. Let me check all the buttons. Everything's good. Oh wait, Ty, you can hear me now, right? You got me, right? Okay, Ty, I'm over to the line. Let me see if they can hear you now. 667. Let me know if you can hear.
Hello?
Ty. Ty, go ahead and say something. 667.
Yo, it's good.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear him? Can you hear Ty? Hello. Call it.
Yes.
You can hear Ty?
Can you hear me?
I can
you hear?
Yeah.
Repeat the number. I repeat. 5.
5.
Okay.
I think you're alone, dude.
Yeah. Are you listening to the internet or are you listening to the phone, man? Which one are you doing?
I'm listening to the phone.
Okay. So you can. Right. So you heard him say 5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, why are you pausing like 10 seconds to answer, dog? Are you okay?
There's a delay. I'm not pausing.
All right, you go.
What's your question, brother?
Loosen up your chest, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, what's your question, brother? What's up?
I just want to say what's up, man. I'm a fan of Taekwondo, and Stevie seemed like a cool dude, and I'm fucking with it, like the videos you provide and stuff. My question is, like, you know, recently I transferred to a new school, and like my whole life I've been, you know, like a antisocial guy, not antisocial, but more like on the introvert side. And my question is, like, how can I break out of that shell and, like, you know, be more myself in public and upgrade my charisma and stuff like that. I want to hear your take on it.
Ty, would you like to go first or shall I? Because I got a great.
No, go ahead.
Okay, when I was a little lad, I remember when I was my sister used to be popular. Okay, my sister used to be popular. So I was always known as Tracy Williams' brother. So I had I was in Germantown, Maryland. Gaithersburg, Maryland. So I went to a junior high called Martin Luther King in Germantown. Okay, I was was it ninth grade? Was it ninth grade or eighth grade? I forgot what grade it was. But okay, but here's the thing: when I went there, the thing about the new guy is the girls get excited, just like y'all get excited when there's a new girl in school. I was a new guy in school. But I wasn't a guy to sit around, and I had to establish myself as this is who I am, and I'm here to take over this. I'm here to take this school over. I can see the deer, the elk. I see the buffalo over there. Oh, man, I'm cleaning the fuck up because I made it about me. I didn't make it about – the thing my sister taught me and my mentor taught me was do not ostracize people. I was cool with everybody. I was cool with the nerds, the geeks, the outsiders. I was cool with the jocks, the popular people, the guys that were in the chess club, the music club. I was cool with that because I learned from these because everybody wants to feel important in high school because it's a time of adolescence. It's a time of your body changing and that things are happening. So you're feeling awkward. And what I do is I didn't make anyone feel awkward. I didn't down anybody. Or if somebody was picking on somebody, I would come in and say, "Man, leave that motherfucker. Excuse my language." I'd be like, "Motherfucker, pick on me then." You know what I mean? Because
they don't understand that flexibility that comes with game.
Yeah.
I can come in and greet your mom, bag your sister, go outside to help Miss Martha with the groceries. Go to the library and say, "Hey, excuse me, do you guys have a go down to the body shop and say, "Hey, yo, my car's making this weird noise. Yo, listen, help me out, man, because I want to go down the street, but I'd rather do business here, y'all local, y'all." And then go across the street to the store. "Yo, looking for a job. Y'all got something going on?" And listen, and just get so many benefits from your relationships and your communication skills and just your ability to make others feel welcomed, your ability to make others feel noticed. Your ability to you can ask anybody that went to high school with me. No matter the demographic, no matter the background, I had nothing in common with nobody that I went to school with. They wasn't from the hood. It was barely it was black people, and that was the most people I gravitated with on a normal. Didn't have a lot of stuff in common, but I fit like a glove because I wasn't trying to fit in. I was just me.
Okay.
Humble, natural, fun, friendly, live, smiling, all that quiet, tough guy, scared to talking. Man, life is for the living, man.
Right, and all the guys.
That's another part of the game.
Yeah, all the guys out there. I mean, I couldn't have said it better, Ty. That shit was beautiful. All the guys out there wanted to party, or they were at parties and stuff. I would help them get the girls and stuff. I was like, "All right, man, I got you, man. You want to talk to her? All right, man, don't be nervous. This is what you say. And if you need me not near you but around you to feel a little better, go ahead and do that, but get on it." I mean, that's what it's about. It's not about acting like you're a Debo or something like that, like, "Give me your bike," you know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff. It's really interacting. You got to be a people person because remember this, young man, not only in high school, in college, but in life, it's all clicked up. You will learn that. It's all clicked up. So at the end of the day, don't belong to one clique. Belong to all of them because everybody has – here's the beautiful thing about the cliques. There's always a beautiful chick in the clique. I'm telling you. Even if it's the geeks, there's always that one bad. Yeah, what's up?
You said clique. What does that mean? I'm not familiar with that word.
A group of people that hang together for whatever common
goal or
interest.
Common interest. Right, right. So that means the popular people will hang together, the video game guys will hang together, the cosplay people, the musicians, the Dungeons and Dragons, the chess club. Everybody has their own little circles and cliques. But I was air, sand, and water. That's what I had to learn from game because I fit with everybody because I learned that every group, no matter what clique it is, they always got leaders. He's one or two bad. I'm talking bad ones in those cliques, dog. And they just waiting for me.
Caller don't even realize. Listen, I'm telling you, and this even transcends schools for the guys listening. I had a job where my managers, right? It's even perks that you get from this. I'm at the job my supervisor, right? She like was like 40 at the time, whatever. But we cool as shit. We cool as shit. I was probably 17, 16 at the time. Probably 17. We cool as shit, right? Okay. Cool as shit. She ended up having a daughter and a niece my age. Who know other bad bitches. But I was already cool with their mom. So, and then guess what? Coincidence have it be, her, you know, the daughter and her niece started working at the same job later because she was the supervisor. I guess she got them in easier.
Damn.
Guess what? Yeah. Oh, come meet T.Y. This is my son. This is my vibe. I'm like, oh, all right, nice to meet you. You know what I'm saying? Bada boom, bada bang. And just like, listen, your connections will create connections. Your listen, your mouthpiece, it should never be turned off. You don't know who uncle is is the manager of Costco or the president of XYZ headquarters, and your mouthpiece should always be creating opportunities and always be creating friendships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Coco, we'll answer your question one second. But yeah, call it real quick because we got other callers. Listen, caller. It's like, Ty, hey, caller. I when I was going to the prom, because the prom's going on, I guess it should be over for y'all guys. I invited one chick because she was a bad one. But then I met this other chick because I was in the Peg Bundy. You know, back in the 80s, I love women that had kind of a Peg Bundy look, those lips or something. Something about Peg, the red hair. I don't know what the fuck it was. So I was messing with a girl that reminded me of Peg Bundy, right? I took her to the prom, but like Ty was saying, I was always cool with Mrs. Woods. Mrs. Woods is my guidance counselor. But guess what Mrs. Woods had? Mrs. Woods had an older daughter that was in college, and she came to chaperone. Yeah, she came to chaperone the prom. So my God, the claws couldn't, and the claws and the fangs came the fuck out because after I got done, I hooked up with Mrs. Woods' daughter. Guys, for all y'all DMV people in Maryland, y'all know about Wheaton Plaza Mall. We was in the parking lot of Wheaton Plaza Mall. Well, then you know what I'm talking about. We was in that parking lot of Wheaton Plaza Mall, dog, and I was smashing her college ass.
Dude, listen, your game can get you accidental pussy, man.
Come on, man.
Accidental benefits. We ain't got to just make it about pussy, bro.
Yeah.
But, all right, that's what I want to improve my skills, in general, you know. Yeah. And so you're saying, put yourself out there and just, hang out with whatever people, just be cool with everyone.
All time. Dog, I'm talking about when you walk in that cafeteria. Hey, no. Caller, listen. Not when
I don't think he get it. See, I don't think he get it, man.
I know.
Go ahead, paint the picture, man.
Caller, when you not walk into the cafeteria, when you float that motherfucker, you float in the cafeteria. And you do this every day. I used to do it when I was a new guy. 1, 10, 2, 10, 3, 10, 4, 5, 10, 6, 10, 7, 10. Oh, my mama told me to pick. And I'm going to sit wherever the fuck I want to sit because I'm going to acclimate myself with everything. But with that being said, understand this. You'll be the guy. Mm-hmm. They'll be gossiping about you because if you're talking to a girl, everybody thinks you're messing with her, smashing with her. So, you know, you're in
the
high school.
The
it's all about
gone.
God. Yeah, the rumors come fast and quick. So just be prepared. Okay. But, yeah, man, hey, go in there. And roll up, hey, how you doing? Introduce yourself to him. You know what I mean? And sit your ass there, yeah.
Listen, Steve, listen, this conversation gets me so excited because, listen, I got too many story times, examples of situations where you just go in a circumstance, right?
Go.
God, listen, do you know what it's like to just embellish an environment?
Yeah,
to just go in an environment you don't know nobody and just root yourself? Plant your own flag. Create your own chemistry. Oh, come meet us. You listen. It gets so bad. You could just go around people you don't know. Know one person in the group. The others already either A, know about you, or B, want to talk to you. They might have seen you talk to this other person. They might have heard about you. They might even in that circle, let's say they never heard about you on the face of the planet. Let's say I got one person in a group of people that know me. These other people never heard of me or met me off the face of the planet. Based on how I'm carrying myself in this circumstance alone, they may say, who is this guy? And they may already know from the end of that encounter. I'm not saying they're going to know my personal life or everything about me, but they're going to, all right, this is that guy. And I'm never going to go in a group and be arrogant and try to wear titles wear my pride and self-esteem on my sleeve. I'm just going and talking. I'm just going. It's the mouthpiece. It ain't bragging, flexing, and proving nothing. I can just go in and be social, smile, bring a good tone, bring good energy. And I emphasize this so much because so many people are so scared to approach people. So many people are scared to talk. Y'all don't even realize the other bit. Y'all want to be on social media, group chats, and swiping. Do y'all realize what we have in here, bro?
Oh, my God.
Phones down, technology. What do you have here?
Oh, man. Carter, and as you get old, Carter, this is what I learned with game when I was nine. I always learn, and this is game. When I was nine, there was always what we call the cool house. It was always a house that had all the snacks, the Pop-Tarts, the cereal, the candy, the video game. It was called a cool house. Well, remember what I'm saying to you, young man. I'm not saying you can't build that right now, but build towards that because you want to be the central spot where all the cliques come together. You want to be that spot. You want to be that amusement park. Because the one thing about the amusement park, you know about Kings Dominion or Busch Gardens because you know we DMV up here. You already know about that. Mm-hmm. So the one thing about Busch Gardens, Kings Dominion is that they are there and you come and enjoy our rides. And it doesn't matter who you are. You're still going to enjoy it no matter what clique you're in. That's the mindset we're trying to tell you. Be that amusement park for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Carla, we got to grab the other call, so we'll throw you back in, man, but appreciate you.
Thank
all
you.
All right, we got you're welcome, young man. We got 678-210, and Coco will answer your question in 1 second. We got you, Coco, unless you want to call in. Erico 678, sir, you're up, sir. How can we help you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'll just make it so you can hear me.
Wait. Ty, call out the number. Wait. Ty, give him the number.
Four.
Why did it take so long?
I don't know why it takes so long. It's weird.
All right, fuck it.
Go ahead. What's your question?
All right, but the last caller that just called in kind of had a bit of my question, but I don't know. It got me a bit excited because I'm also starting high school. But the thing is, for me, I'm not like necessarily scared of it because I'm an introvert, but I like to speak to people. So what
don't call yourself no title. I am who I am.
You are who you are.
I don't give a fuck. Listen, caller. I would consider myself an introvert. I like to be alone. I don't listen. I hate if I'm smothered by people all the time.
Yeah.
But no, baby, be like, when it's time to shine.
Yes.
I may go in a situation and may not even want to talk. I may just sit back.
Oh, man.
And then come in and jump in a comment or say whatever. I'm not saying we say force yourself and throw yourself at everybody. It's a smoothness to it.
Flow. Yes. Caller. I mean, put me in for one. Caller, real quick. My freshman year.
Yeah,
I said, hey, all my boys are like, yeah, I can't meet to wait the new freshman. Girl said, wait, what about the juniors? What about the sophomores and the seniors?
Right.
Y'all, I just don't want the freshmen. I want them all, dog, because yeah. I'm going to get fucked at. I want
Steve,
them all. Yeah.
I had the same kid in the candy shop at the moment going in. I ain't even going to lie, y'all. I was like the wolf with the big heart eyes. I'm like, my high school had so much diversity.
Yes.
I'll be meeting chicks. I know so much about culture through women.
Oh,
I'm going to be honest.
Man,
I know so much about different countries, little different islands.
Yes.
Through women.
Yes.
Yeah, I get you on that, man. I'm excited, though, is because say that again.
Go ahead. What's your question? What's up?
Oh, no, I was saying the reason I was excited was because I just moved back to my hometown, D.C., and there's so much diversity in, like, every school. Like, I swear to you, there's a ethnicity of, like there's people from literally everywhere. So, and they're all connected. So I was like, okay, I wanted to make, since I'm just getting into school, I wanted to make this about, like, getting connections and kind of spreading my name out there through this school to other schools.
Wait, Carl, what's your question?
What's up? No, my question when y'all kind of got into school and started really getting around and making your name known or just making your presence known in general, how did you go about going outside of just
college?
Fully just completely enveloping people's minds.
Give an example.
Oh, I know what he's talking about. I know what he's saying.
Okay,
I know your example. You don't even say it, caller. I got you. I got you, caller. I got your example.
Got you.
Pete Gaines. I don't care if it was a volleyball team. I don't care.
I was about to say, it don't even make sense. I'm like, give an example so we can just show you with it. It don't even make a difference.
It don't matter. It's the volleyball team, the cricket team, a girl. It don't matter because if they're going to another school, just take a moment and just breathe it all in. Smell the new batch of zebras, the elk, the deer. Oh, they got the opportunity. Oh, it's another school. It's new territory. I'm going to go over there and be on the side cheering my school, but let me go get me some potato chips. Let me go get me a little bit of little soda or something over there and run it in one of them joints over there because then I'm going to transfer the virus, my COVID, not 19, but 69. Yeah, me, my COVID 69 on her. Oh, yeah. Hey, guess what? Because she's got access to parties, other women, gatherings, get together. Dog, I got the concrete mentality.
Opportunities are limitless. You have to see opportunity rather than fear. A lot of y'all guys are y'all don't even realize the life that you're shutting yourself off from living for the simple fact that you keep your mouth closed. You don't know how to be talk to people, be charming, be friendly to the point where they want to invite you places, to the point where they want to be around you. You don't like yourself, bro. You hate you. Listen.
I feel you.
It's so much fun. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I think it's been a bit of an easier time for me because my dad is one of those people who he kind of forced me to go talk to people. Because I noticed that I like to be alone a lot more, but I never wanted to be just like never talking to people. So I would go out with my dad sometimes, and we would just go figure something out because in D.C. there's so much to do. But my thing now is, like, how can I turn that into something, like, of an experience for myself? Because I don't really need to.
Call her.
What's up?
How can you turn it into an experience? No, go ahead.
Yeah, the hustle. You got to hustle, dog. Let me tell you what I was doing in ninth grade, especially even in junior high school. I was a motherfucker with candy. I was a candy man. I would go and borrow a little $5 from my mom's purse. I go get me a bag full of lollipops and shit, and I'll be selling. Hey, I'm a candy man. I talk to everybody, but I remember the problem is I like what your dad's saying, but this is where he's going off a little bit. I don't want you to talk to people to talk to them. Talk to them because they got something that they can share with you. Because like Ty was saying, every person you talk to has access to a new batch of women. Just think of that. Every person you talk to has a batch of women that you have never met before. So talk to get in the click, not get in the click, but to be accepted in. Because it takes one. When one accepts you, they all accept you.
I get you. I'm not gonna say that my dad was just at, like, because I probably made it a bit vague, but the gist of it was that my dad wanted me to have the skills to be able to network my way into whatever I wanted to get into. That's why, like, because my sister, she was the candy lady, like, at her school. I remember when I was, like 8 or 9, when I would go to her school, everybody would be talking about, yo, Jenny, yo, what's up? Because she would know so many people, and it was, like, she would be in, like, it's, like, senior year, and people are still asking her about stuff just because they remember when she had just started school. So I was like, you know what? And she really the one who recommended school, like, at least full, like, in, like, actually going to it. So I was like, you know what, let me use that as a way to, because I'm a musician, so I also need connections anyway. So I was like, let me use that as a way to use school as a just like a field or almost like a video game. Like I'm meeting all these new people. I know at least out of these 10 people, one of them is going to have something that I can use, whether it is somebody who can sing or some party I can go network with.
Right.
I know somebody has something.
Life, not just a school, not just a school.
Well, I mean,
life.
School is the new
one. I'm talking about, like, listen, bro, I'll be in the Uber. Listen. I'll be in the Uber and be talking to that motherfucker like I'm gonna get some game out of that.
Yeah.
We listen. I have a 10-15 minute ride. Then by the time I leave that ride, we shaking hands. What's your name? I done had multiple times I done just talked and had conversations with my Uber driver. Caller, I have to purposefully close my mouth. I have to literally make a conscious decision when I get in that car. Am I going to put my earphones in and just listen to music and chill? Because if I keep my earphones out and I listen, it only takes one. I might just hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on? And then they say, no, just doing my ride. You know, getting my bar. You usually doing my, listen, caller. I have to stop myself. I have to chill. Because I know at any given time, it's always a conversation. Your neighbor, your mail person, your the Uber ride, the bus driver to your school. See, someone, even a homeless person can give you some G or have a conversation with substance. I'm not saying they're going to teach you how to get money and get wealthy. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
So many, don't look at it just school. I'm a musician. I'm this. I'm that. Don't narrow yourself in a lane. There's more game. The game is everything, bro.
Yes, it is.
Everything, everywhere, all the time.
All right, let's bring in 210, then 310. 210, what's your question? Sorry for the wait. What's your question?
I got a problem with getting a female to know that she wants me and only for me. That's all I want.
How old are you, man?
I'm 18.
Okay, you got to get that stupid ass thinking out, dude. You ain't about that. There's nothing about you to be in that position, dog. You don't have no game right now. You don't know how to fuck. You don't know how to eat pussy. You don't even know how to turn a woman on. You see, does that make any sense, or do you want to say you do?
That makes sense.
Okay, so you got to – listen, I like the attitude, but you must have the behavior behind the attitude. And here's the thing about it. Once you get the attitude, you won't even say what you just said. And that's how we know you don't have it. See, you don't need to have a billboard sign. Taekwondo doesn't walk around with a billboard sign saying, you get with me, then your world is going to be rocked. Taekwondo is saying that, you know what? If you're lucky enough to get with me and you show me what separates you from all the other women, maybe that'll get my curiosity, or maybe that'll get my attention, because you got to be worth my curiosity. You got to be worth my attention. You got to be worth my time. You got to be worth my respect. And then if I'm feeling it, you'll get the dick. That's what we're trying to show you, dog. That's what game teaches you. It doesn't teach you to want to portray a role where you want to be a guy that women want. Nah, you got to learn how to want you first. But Ty, what say you on that, my brother?
I would say you took it easy, Steve, because I'm just thinking this is the statement when it came. I'm like, bro, wait, like, what? Like the problem in itself, you got to stop viewing that as a problem, bro. That ain't the problem to me. I don't get the problem. Like, even if you say, you know what I'm saying, people, you know, you say I got a problem, people not wanting me for me. Well, what are you?
Well, I'm a regular dude. You know, I just try to stand up and, like, actually want them to, like, you know, actually, like y'all told, y'all, like y'all said, y'all want the female to actually be for you, and, you know, you the prize, and it's not her, always about her, it's about you, and stuff like that, and I try to do that, but a female don't have enough respect for me, and that it irritates me.
Because you don't have respect for yourself.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I was going to let him go. I was going to let him go. I could be waiting for, because when people... you know, talk and explain things, it'd be certain keywords that stick out. So the first thing that spoke out to me is I'll be trying to stand out. Why?
You're right. I shouldn't be doing that.
No, why? No, now, if you're doing it, you're doing it for a reason. Why do it?
Because I
don't just, you know, toss it off and shrug it off, because it's deeper than that. It's rooted in something.
I just think, like, you know, if a girl want me for me, I should try to be different, you know. And every time
Now let's take, that's one. Oh. Let's add one and show why you have two. That's one. And then if the next one is, women don't have a lot of respect for me. That's your other one. This is why you have two. Two is why you're losing. You are placing your sense of self in the other person's hands so bad. You don't even see why she got you by your collar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, caller. I keep trying. Listen, here's a problem. You're trying to do everything for the woman, not yourself. We're not trying to do anything for the woman. We're doing everything for ourselves, and that's what gets the woman, because we're not the average surface dwellers. You're showing the okay. Here, let me ask you a question. What do you even say to a girl? Like, if you see someone that you're interested in, what is the first thing coming out of your mouth?
First thing coming out of my mouth is, "Hey, how you doing? How was your day? I'm trying to get to know you. I want to know you." Stuff like
that. Wait, you care? Wait,
you just met her. Listen, you just met her, stranger.
Yeah, you gonna ask a stranger how her day is? You care about her day? You care?
No, not really. I just want to fuck.
Wait. So do you think she's stupid enough to not know that you don't care and you just throwing shit up on the wall because you don't have any experience with women? Y'all got to understand these women are smart. They just play dumb. They ain't stupid. They may be a little naive, but they ain't stupid. And they're smart enough to hear when you like, "Well, hey, how was your day?" He's like, "Oh, here goes somebody that's going to creep me the fuck out. Or is this guy that don't know what he doing?" Because a real one ain't going to ask her about her day.
See, so I don't ask her about her day. So what should the conversation be about? You just don't. It don't.
Hey, catch this. We're not going to give you the answers. Why did you approach her?
I approached her because I saw the interest in her. I really like how she looked. I really like how she is as a human, stuff like that. How she cares.
Wait, you like how she is? You don't even know her. Wait. You don't know how she is or how she cares.
Before we jump the gun. Take that, right? Let's just say that's the reason. Let's just say that's what you believe is the reason, right? How does her day went have to even do with what you said while you approached her? Did her day make her look better?
What? Brother, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I'm going to be an asshole. Sir, you do understand you're falling in love with weave, makeup, eyeliner, and fake things, right? You said she's a good person. You said she's got character or she's a good person. You don't even know her, so how do you know she's a good person?
I was just saying, what if, you know, I was just putting that.
What if? I don't live in the world of what if. That's not for my kind.
I thought that was like the question you was asking, like what if, and then how I would, you know, approach her because of that.
But you're saying that she's special. What is special about her? What has she done to show you that she's special?
I don't know.
Did she wash your car yet? Did she fold your clothes? Wash a dish? What did she do? Just show up with
her way too much
right.
credit, bro.
Come on, big guy. It's all good, man. We got love for you, man. But yeah, just think about that. Cause we got to grab some other calls. But just think about that, man.
All right, appreciate
okay?
it.
All right, much love. You're gonna be okay, man. But just don't ask a woman that question. Worst question you can ask. A question.
How was your day? I'm telling you, your day about to get better.
Yeah, right. You are right.
I don't know how it went, but listen, your day about to get better.
Why am I going to ask you how your day was when your day's going to get better? Or why am I going to ask you what you're doing when you're going to be doing me? I mean, why am I asking you things when I know I am the answer to all the questions that the surface dwellers ask? Why would I ask a question? I was saying, what am I getting out of this? What college you go to? Well, baby, you're about to come to the College of Steve. You're about to come to my doors, my kingdom, girl, and get edumacated in Jane.
BCU, the Crib University.
What's up, man? 310, you're next. All right, you're next, 310. Go ahead, 210. What's your question?
Y'all always say, like, go deep, not wide, and open up her mind, and open up her legs. So, like, how do you really, like, affect that and do that?
No, wait. See, why do y'all always – y'all take what I say. Y'all just throw a fucking paper airplane. Hold on. Listen. You open her mind and she'll open her legs. Yeah. Not open her mind to open her legs. See, you're doing it with the intention of getting the pussy. I was just saying it as a mere observation. That this is what happens when this happens. Not do this in order to have that.
Right.
And it's a difference.
Yeah, the password is not open says me. It's M-A-N, okay? Or it's G-A-M-E. You see, you got it wrong. See, the problem is you're trying to open her legs. I'm trying to open her mind, dog. I don't call her. I'm telling you, I promise you, I'm not trying to fuck. I promise you everything I am. If you ask what I want from her, or if she asks what you want. Now, if she asks what I want, I will tell her I'm not here to fuck you. I'm here to show you why you should be fucking me. I'm here to show you why you should be sucking my... I won't say it because we're... But I'm going to show you why you need to...
That's the thing, Steve. How do I do that? How do I do that?
You do that by...
All right, listen. Y'all want to step by. Y'all want this to be so simple. Girl meets boy. Man meets woman. Man introduces himself to woman, puts bid in, lets woman know why man cares enough to speak to woman. Woman spends time talking to man. Woman sees who man is.
No, what's so funny, like?
Woman, listen. Woman decides, do I like man and why? The why is where you get the rest of the best. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Don't want a script line for line. Oh, I talk to different women about different things every day.
Yes, yes. We're a multitude of things, brother. Multitude, man.
You trying to be the what instead of the why, bro. That's why y'all look for scripts and lines and try to repeat it and don't understand why what's being done is being done at the time it is being done. And I say that to say, even when you approach her and we say, what would you say to her? And you say, how was your day? Why are you saying that?
I don't know.
What relevance does that have to getting what you want?
Because you haven't created it.
It has no relevance to getting what you want. So don't come here and say, I'm going to death. We're trying to get y'all to see the most important part. And then guess what? The rest solves itself.
It always does. I call her. It's just not fair. Call her. It's the equivalent of walking up on an anthill. The ants are going to sit there and say, let's see what this motherfucker going to do today. Is he just going to walk past us? Is he going to feed us some food, or is he going to kick our damn mound over? And they have no choice but to wait to see what we do. It's the same thing with the woman, because we captivate them on such a level that we are picking what we want to do. Do I want to make her smile today? Do I want to make her blush? Do I want to make her feel sexy? What do I want? Can you see the key word? I, me, my brother. You about, well, what can I do for her? I hope she like me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I understand.
And guess what? How can she look to you for answers when you don't even look to yourself for answers? So when you just did that moment of like, what y'all never said it. That right there, not even in what you say, whatever it is, that right there, that lack of dependency in self. This is where we talk about this core confidence, bro. And when you can put yourself in an uncomfortable situation and to be comfortable being uncomfortable and look for situations to where you don't know something and try to figure it out, that's the kind of man who does and handles shit like this, and the kind of man who women just have no problem giving themselves to. Because that's the man they can stand behind. He's a man with a plan, my nigga.
Right.
Dude, you too busy tasting the salt. You don't even see the fucking meal.
Dude, yeah, exactly, brother. It's not, and you know what? It's not, the sex is not the penetration with women. Sex is the mental connection you have with them, brother. And you don't want to connect on their emotional, because you don't understand that the more you just shut up and pay attention to them, and listen and guide and show them at the same time why you. It's all going to be about you, brother. It's not even fair how easy this shit is, man.
And guess what you got to realize, too, bro? Another thing, too, guess what? None of it is scripted. You got to realize, why are we so potent? Why are we so good at what we do? Because we can recognize opportunity.
And you know what the opportunity is, caller? She's never met us before. You see what I'm saying? The opportunity is all her life. All her life since elementary school, cookie cutter guy, junior high school, cookie cutter, high school cookie cutter, college cookie cutter, Alcott cookie cutter. All she meets is the same surface-dwelling guy. Well, is it okay if we Netflix and chill? Can I put the tip in? Is it okay? Can I go out?
What's the last thing you put a woman on? Do you have anything that you ever put a woman on? And don't even have sexual if you have no.
I'm gonna be real. I told a woman to go get a job. That's good.
A job? Wow. That's like you telling her to put some makeup on. Wow. What's the difference? What is that about?
Get a job?
Why? What kind of girl are you messing with?
Was like on the phone having a conversation and shit, and you know,
about what?
Led to another. All right,
I'm her and you're you.
Okay,
you're her and I'm you, right?
All right, here we go.
I say to you, get a job. And I said, when have you ever put a woman on something? Couldn't anybody have told her to get a job?
Yeah.
But why?
And this is where we kill where opportunities. Of winning because we tell her things that not anybody can tell her, only something I can tell her.
Yeah, but wait. So you were telling her about a job?
Come on.
You were telling her about a job? About getting a job? call her.
Nah.
Can I take what you tell her? Can I tell her about a job? Okay, wait, call her. Can I tell her about the job, the difference in the job and the game and your job, about her getting a job? Look, it's my job to see what's behind that smile of yours. Because I know there are things about you that you don't have not expressed before. So it's my job to show you why I'm the kind of person that's going to lead you where you need to go to trust what I'm saying. It's my job to show you why you need to think about me all the time. Because when you're not with me, you'll be thinking about me. But when you are with me, you'll be missing me. But it's my job to show you and all I
know. What about overtime? What about overtime? What extra hours? What is overtime to you? Come on, Steve. Take it home.
You talking about the overtime as far as like what we do, like me making it plain with herself, that kind of overtime?
You talking to her about a job the whole time. What's your job to do as a man? Tell her how overtime to you is regular time.
You always go above and beyond. The overtime is the job. Yes, go ahead.
Always.
Yes.
Come on, Carla, this is what it is. You talking about getting a job. Do you know your job?
No.
Come on. This is where y'all, it flies right over your heads like Delta Airlines, bro. And guess what? I might have been in the same conversation with you and taking it a whole different place.
Exactly.
But just y'all have to realize when I say two dudes who mess with the same woman and get a whole different experience.
Yes. And my job also is to make sure that you feel comfortable enough with me to take off your shirt without me having to ask. My job also is for you to go ahead and dress yourself and take a photo of yourself in the shower. Or my job is for you to prepare yourself for me to get on video with you live so I can watch you wash your body. That's your job. I ain't talking about what you mean your job.
Clocking in. You know her, the thought of a job probably depresses her.
What?
Come on, Carla. We gotta use our big head, not a little head, man.
Yes. And do you want a raise for the job? Well, then show me what you can do to get that raise. I wanna give you a promotion at the job. But that promotion is depending on how well you're going to let your mind go when I touch you. How well you're going to let your mind go when I whisper in your ear. I mean, I'll give you a promotion.
Steve, we're giving them too much. The opportunities are everywhere.
But you're like,
a job. We just took your same job and added so much substance to it, bro. So much depth to that one word.
Yes. You like McDonald's or Wendy's? Come on, man.
I know a couple places.
Yeah, I know. I know a place you get a job at. It's paying $18 an hour. We ain't talking about that job.
That's great.
And you know the job that they really want to do, that extra job that starts with a B. But anyway, Carla, we got to grab the other call, right, because we got some other calls. But thank you, 210-310, sorry for the wait. We'll bring you in. And then 513-310, sorry for the wait. What's your question? What's up?
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Is this Coco?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Coco. Okay.
What's good, Coco? First of all,
I just want to say thank you for taking my call and answering my question. Okay, so I just want to know what are y'all thoughts on females who are trying to push for men to be masculine, I'm a female in the dojo, and I want to know how I can help the movement. So, yeah.
It's not your – you think you're talking about jobs.
Yeah,
it's not your job.
That's your job.
You can't make a man a man.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I know – Coco, I know a lot of women, it's like y'all are starving for, it's like when you watch Taekwondo, if you haven't watched me, there's a starving or hunger to say, I want that. I want to wake up to that. I want a text message from a guy like that. I want a guy like that to make me feel certain things. And then you meet an average guy, you can't force a duck to be a lion. You know what I mean? You can't force
exactly,
him. You just
right.
got to. The thing that here's the problem. Here's the good news and bad news.
Just recognize this duck and get the fuck out of there. Get out the pond.
Duck, goose, bitch. No, but,
right.
So you gotta understand, men are like fossils. We're fossils. We're dying breed. We're very rare. So it's hard to find a man, but when you find one, you better hold on to him because you'll never reach the depth that tie nut, right? You see what I'm saying? So
right.
You're going to have to accept, unfortunately, like a zebra. You know, there's beta zebras. Even there's a beta alpha amongst zebras. So you're going to have to accept a zebra and try to clean them up, or you're going to have to Frankenstein a Taekwondo or me by, you know, you find this one guy, like, you know, the cereal commercials, you get 10 bowls of one thing to equal a Taekwondo. So you might need to get this guy that has personality, that guy over here that has this. And, hey, here's the problem. Once you put them all together, it still ain't a man. It still ain't a man.
And this is what we got to put out,
exactly.
too. This is this whole debate. See, it's this whole debate on the internet where dudes talking about how they'll be like, oh, a woman will expect a man to be masculine, but she won't bring her feminine side. Y'all need to understand this simple thing that's flying over your head about femininity and masculinity. Masculinity is meant to be the sword.
Yes.
It's meant to be the piercing, the go, the bold, risk-taking, voyage-going thing and force. The femininity only is comes out when it is protected, when it is nurtured and welcomed and trusted to be welcomed, because it is essentially vulnerability in a different form.
Yeah, but you can't.
Femininity in itself can't just be out here and just used in other ways, because femininity in itself is complementary to masculinity.
But see, femininity wasted. Here's the Coco. Here's the thing. Femininity is wasted on that surface dweller because they just want to fuck. They don't care about your. They want to ask for your femininity, but they don't want that. They want your whore. They want your slut.
Right.
But they don't understand femininity comes first. The nasty you is second. The whores, the sluts, the bad girl. All that comes with it. That's the package that comes in the box, right? But they want what you want to be for them, and not say, okay, listen. I'm gonna any woman that fucks around with me, the reason why they're fucked, because I'm going to bring them to a place that they've never seen before. They don't know their core. I talk about their core. I'm going to let you see things about yourself that you never even recognize or believe. And then through that, I'm going to allow you to express yourself. Show me the you behind the makeup. Show me the you behind what your friends see, what everybody sees, because that's the core of the femininity that I want to see. Wait, Ty, I got a little. Hey, Ty, you know I always got the little gadget things right here that I always like to post while we're talking. Coco, give me a second. Don't look at that leg, Coco. I don't mean the leg right there. Let me see. Right here.
No,
this is
did.
What I was saying right here. If you look at the game that I have right here, most women, today. Are they at their age with their mind because their body image insecurity, relationship insecurity, and age and weight insecurities that y'all have that the mind is messing with you with. But what's holding you back are these guys that Ty was talking about because of the judgments, the inexperience, and being creepy. So what happens is you have a sexual edge, right? But when you get with a real man – he takes away the body image insecurity, the relationship insecurity, the age and weight, because he brings out things in you to push your sexual emotional roller coaster, push you towards a sexual unknown, and also make feel sexy. So that's what a lot of men don't bring, that we are trying to show them through our tutelage that they can be those things. Because you can't, as a woman, you can't ask a man to be something he's not, because he's closer to you than he is to us.
Right, exactly.
As far as his...
Right.
And when a woman real feminist side come out, she'll be doing things she didn't even know she could want to
man.
Do.
Oh, my God.
And that's the key word y'all got to realize. She could want
yes,
to do.
Exactly.
Y'all just think femininity is submission, and I have to make her submissive. Do you understand that she could want to be
that.
Submissive? You know what femininity is? You get out the bed, she start making it. She start pulling the corners, pulling the blanket and pulling it up. God, I ain't even never made my bed that neatly. Femininity, you get up.
Right.
You go,
yeah.
Like, ah. You want a massage? You like,
Babe, you had a long day. Hey, babe, bring that ass over here. Have your favorite drink. Babe, you relax yourself. She come out with a robe with nothing on. Sit your ass down. Here's your drink. Got your favorite. Here's a remote control. Here's your drink, baby. Just lay back. Let me go and take my clothes off.
Like...
Yeah, let me run you a bath. Baby. I got you.
Right.
I got you. And we just be like, yeah, we know. We like, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because the sex that we have with the woman is not the physical.
Right, it's the mental.
Our job is to connect. Right, it's connecting with you, but not connecting with you on your level, because your level is surface, because all you know through your perception, your vision, your belief system, everything that you are is your past, a past weak motherfuckers. So in your mind, you think this mess is going to be. This is what it's going to be like. I guess I have to get used to this boring ass shit. But like, hey, Ty, like I was telling you, we're the fourth pig in the whole thing. We make statements. We don't hide behind a brick house. We're not putting up a foundation that's made of wood or hay. We make statements when we're around women. And when you get around us like the wolf and you see the statements that we make as a man, it is at that point in time, because we're the fourth pig, at that point in time, you have got to realize that when you come up on this sidewalk, you got to understand that what you're going to hear are moans. You're going to hear tears. You're going to hear, can I see you? You're going to hear, miss you. You're going to hear all that stuff. So if you choose to come down this sidewalk and you choose to come in this house, because if you know this is not big, he ain't hiding out. He's saying, bring that ass in here. Because if you want to be like your predecessors and you want to get a man, then bring that sexy ass in here, and I'm going to turn you upside down mentally, Ty. Come on, Ty.
You just killed him, man. You
the
fuck on.
Come on. Come on, Coco. Hey, guys, you hear her giggling? Guys, y'all
no,
hear giggling.
No, I'm laughing because y'all are right. No, y'all are right. That's why I'm laughing. It's agreement.
No, Coco. We're trying to educate them. See, they hear you laughing. Ty and I hear other things. You see what I'm saying? We don't hear that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They hear, hey, Coco, they hear, but I hear, Hey, and then you lift it and you listen closer. Damn. Fuck.
Grass.
Okay. Y'all made me crack out. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Oh, man.
See, like,
y'all
are cheeky. Shit. Come on, girl. All right, Coco.
No.
Hey, we appreciate you. When she hang up the phone, guys, she going to be like, oh my God. Oh my God, is that what is that tingle? What was that?
I grabbed the pipe. I'm actually ready right now. I was like really nervous coming on. I was like, oh my God, like how is this gonna go? I was like, oh God.
All is gonna go.
Ty, grab
the
pipe.
Usually I don't really do stuff like this, so I was like, shoot, this is either going to go one way or another. And I was like,
all right.
Listen, you in the motherfucking dojo.
Yes, baby girl.
Yeah.
Ty, you grab that pipe.
I feel pumped.
Yeah, so we
grab the pipe.
So, not the pipe that you were smoking. You grabbed the pipe that you were smoking, not the one that. Okay, so Coco. So Coco, mm-hmm. all we doing is he put a little bit of Taekwondo in there, and blow the smoke
right
in your face and let you take a. You get a little high.
Right.
You get that second high.
That second high is definitely. We always want the Taekwondo pack.
It's in the air. It's floating. Hey, she'll come off down off that high and she gonna wake up. Her panties gonna be to the side. She'll be like, holy shit, what happened?
Uh-huh.
What happened? And I just woke up that morning. Oh, hi. Oh, Ty. Boy, guys, y'all never had him laugh like
Luke
this.
Cannon.
I'm just saying, Ty, they never had him laugh. Like, Ty, listen to the laughter. Guys, listen to how she laughing, because the same way they laugh like this is the same way they moan. All I'm saying, hold on, Ty, the same way they laugh.
It's not a fight. It's not a hate. It's not a war. Y'all go to war with women, man. Y'all be... What are you? I'm a red pill or a blue pill.
Yeah, all that stupid shit.
Honestly, about the red pill stuff, whenever people are like, oh, I'm red pill or blue pill, I'm like, it's not red pill or blue pill. It's either you're masculine or you're not masculine. And the pills are like a construct. And I feel like people take that a little too seriously. Because it's not...
Either masculine or not. So, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm just telling you something. They ain't going to get no laugh like this. Guys, you don't get, you know what she's going to laugh about?
No, they're not. Nah.
That was, okay. What do you do for a living? When was your last boy? She was like, look, I got to let you go. My mom is getting caught by aliens. And she's like, I got to call Ty. I got to get my high and call high.
Yeah, I'm going to find something else to do, but this ain't it.
Nah, because I was listening to the stream, I'm like, you know what? I want to get, because it's actually been, that question has been on my mind because I'm tied. I don't know if you've, like, been, I know you're in the dojo periodically, but, no, I'd be in there and I'm, like, helping, I try to, you know, help the guys with, their problems, like, yes, I'm a female, but I can at least offer my perspective. Because I feel like my perspective is not, I guess you could say, the way society, you know, enforces on men, because I don't believe in what society pushes. Does that make sense?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much why I'm there. I want to offer my perspective and just... leave them with that. And
no, for sure, that's honorable. You know
run.
What I'm saying? You going in the smoke, you fighting the crowd.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that, man.
Yeah.
I see. I mean, we got other. All right,
Coco. Well, we'll throw you back in, baby girl.
I'll let y'all go. Yeah,
you.
Hey,
Coco. Go ahead and smile a little bit, girl. Go ahead and laugh. You laugh right now. You need to let them hear that.
Thank
baby.
You. Thank you.
All right, Coco, baby girl. All right, I don't want to laugh anymore because I don't want y'all getting jealous and shit. I'm just saying, this is how it is, man. It's not fair. 513, you up. Then 217. Too much fun, man. 513, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Yes, sir.
All right. So, like, in the past couple weeks, like, I moved to a new place, and, like, I see a lot of beautiful women around here, and, like, I don't know. It's, like,
what makes it, call her. What makes them beautiful? Tell me, what makes them beautiful?
Look, like, the physical.
Put up the picture of the guy with the glasses on like this.
Oh, wait, you want the glasses? Okay.
Start from the top.
Yeah, call it. Tell us what makes this woman beautiful. Go ahead, dog. Tell us what makes her beautiful.
There's a lot of beautiful women in your area. You're looking through the blinds,
what
binoculars.
What makes her beautiful?
Blinds, but not nothing like that. Like,
no, you made a statement, dog. Hey, no, wait. You But wait a second. They all got physical appearances. So I'm asking you, what makes them beautiful?
Like the silky smooth skin, the like you know the curly hair, red bone. You know
oh.
what I'm saying? Like the.
And you, but okay,
yeah, like
brother, do you see why you food? No, brother, you see why you food? Brother, they ain't beautiful until I say they're beautiful, dog. And they ain't beautiful because I'm beautiful. I'm sexy. I'm a bad motherfucker. I'm desirable. So she gets to meet me, and through her proving herself to me, she's beautiful. Sexy is like Ty said, when she fold that bed and tuck it the right way. That, and put that shit real tight and it's moving. Yeah, with a chef kiss. Hey, with a little piece of candy at the pillow, like it today. Oh, man, that's beautiful. When she's in the kitchen washing your dishes because you don't ask her to do that. She's like, dude, can I you're so lazy, but you know, let me just go in there and do this. That's beautiful. But you don't ask them to do it. It's when they want to do it because they know doing it for you. It's something they want to do, not something they have to do.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
That's the key difference. It's something that they want to
oh,
do.
Shit.
This whole idea of submission is that you...
Woof. Woof. Man, listen.
The grass is green on the other side, man.
Yeah, it is, man. So stop looking. Listen, women are allowed to value themselves and feel a certain way. I'm fine with that. But what I'm saying is as soon as you say you're beautiful to someone who is truly insecure, what are you saying about yourself? Because as soon as you say she's beautiful, you begin to worship her. And you don't even realize you're worshiping her.
But you just said
beautiful. We talk about women. We just talk about women. Or what we doing with the woman. But we
the
don't say.
Beauty's in the eyes.
I'm not saying she. Look, I understand. Listen, I'm an ass man. I'm ass and titties and thighs. I like Christmas tree. I like a Christmas tree shape kind of like. I like the bottom heavy tie. I like the bottom ass. But I'm just saying that.
No, I'm all that.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, but I'm just saying, caller, that's what I like, but that's not beauty. It's just something I like. Beauty is in the character of the woman. Because remember,
Will. Wait, Steve, how dare you ask for more from her than her physical appearance?
I just dare, my friend.
Wow.
I dare. I dare. I do. Because,
wait, Steve, she's more than her body?
Oh, yes. I read the manual. I think she is. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't get the book. I think I got the book over here. Yeah, so I'm just
willing to describe everything about her and her essence just from seeing her.
Yes. Wait, matter
once,
of fact, keep talking.
Once.
Hold on.
See, I hope y'all cut that. It's about to get deep. Hold on, Steve. I'm gonna go grab some shit. Steve got every prop, every edit. He got everything in the fucking book, including the book.
Ty,
you got everything in the book, including the book, man.
Well, wait. Speaking of the book, Ty, give me a moment. I like to read the book here. I got a book here called How to Get a Man. And caller, if you will allow me, here we go. Let me read this to you. It's called How to Get a Man. Here's one. Let me just read one passage from the book. I met him. I did not know him, but I know his name is Ty. I've never experienced somebody who I want so bad. I know I shouldn't because he gives me every reason I should. Why does he talk to me the way he talks to me? Why does he make me feel the things I feel? I shouldn't be thinking naughty things because I'm a good girl. But yet he makes me feel bad. But I think today is the day that I'm going to give that coochie up to Todd.
Steve's a character, man.
That's the thing, though. Like, how do you even get to that point if you got approaching it right?
It's how we are, man. This is what Ty and I are telling you. It's not what you're saying to the woman. It's what you're saying to yourself before you say that to the woman, brother. That's what we're trying to tell you. You've got to create.
Okay.
Right. You've got
to
create. Okay. All right. Wait. Here you go. You got two and two is jelly right now. Wait, let me ask you a question. When you want your keys or you've lost your keys, Don't you communicate to yourself first and say, damn, where was I doing? Okay, I came in. I had a bowl of Excuse Fairy Crunch. I took my jeans off, put on my shirts, put my jeans off in the bathroom. Oh, it's in the bathroom. How many times have you done that, right? That's you communicating with yourself and what Ty and I are trying to show you. It's just what you're doing is like, well, where are my keys? Hold on. Let me go on YouTube. Oh, well, you can't get the keys because her hypergamous nature is going to show you that you must be a high-value man. And you're not allowed to know fap because you must be able to do all these things before you get your keys. That's what y'all are doing.
Before you can finally earn it.
Yeah, before you earn it. Yeah. Does that make sense, caller?
Yes, sir.
I do. All right, man. We got the lines are blowing up. Yeah, what's up? All right, you got another question. 571-678. What's your question? What's up?
Back to the grass is always greener. Like, I got that mentality too. I mean, I got a rotation, but, like, it's hard to go deep. Like,
is
there a way
to
build that?
You got
to like,
approach anxiety?
Yeah, that don't sound right.
I mean, yeah.
You got a rotation and
that
approach anxiety?
Yeah, that's not. Hey, caller, I'm a bus driver with no arms and legs, dog. I'm a bus driver with no arms and legs, dog. That shit don't sound right, man. Hey, caller, you know what sounds right? You know what sounds right? Sounds right is, you know, for those days when you cramp up and you can't talk to a woman. For those days out there when you're in the mood, when you get mood swings and irritability because, you know what? You used to be in somebody's food. This wine is going to help you stop simping and tricking, and it's going to give you amazing comfort. Even, guys, on your lighter days, it's not just wings, guys. It's more than wings. Just have a sip, guys. It's there. Join me and have a bottle of Man Maxi Pie and Wine because she won't have you. It's beautiful.
Because your legs and your nuts shrivel up, and you're just shaking and banging. Come on, man. That's just stuff. What happened in that split second that you seen her and you wanted her, and then you shriveled up? What happened in that split second?
What happened in that split second? Doubt, I guess, is what I'm thinking. Like, oh no, I try not to approach like the last dude was saying with the hey, how you doing?
Wait. Hold on, let's slow down. Low down for the showdown, go down. Doubt in what?
That's what doubt in like I guess my ability to like open a conversation and like hold that mug for a while.
Is it going to take a held conversation for a while to get her number, or is it going to take you asking or giving her your number to get the result that you want?
Well, what was the question?
I can't even help you guys if I try, bro.
All right. Well,
why
do
y'all make this harder for yourselves?
Yeah, caller, we're going to grab it. We got two other calls to grab, y'all. We got two last calls to grab. So, caller, you just...
That popped my bubble, man.
And yet you say you got a rotation. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you have a rotation, dog. I think you got a rotation in your fingers if you
what?
Use the two top ones versus the two bottom ones. But I don't think you got no woman talking this way, dog. You can't have no woman talking this way. All this anxiety shit, you ain't got no women, dog. You gotta stop that lie, okay? You remember like those TV shows where they look Timmy, there's nobody in the closet. But yes, mommy, he's real.
I mean, unless you standing behind your woman, bro. I don't know. Maybe this would be going on or something. Your woman got two nuts between her legs. Hair on her chest.
Oh, you wow.
Hey, you right, man. Hey, dog, don't lie, man. Can't lie. Don't lie to us, man. Come on, dog. We know you ain't got no girl, dog. Shit. But I'm telling you, a pirate.
appreciate that.
I know, right? The truth are, yeah. Get your ass off the phone, lying ass motherfucker. All right, 678, then 517. We got your last two calls. 678, what's your question? How can we help you?
What's up? Can y'all hear me?
What's good, gang?
Can y'all hear me? All right, cool, bro. All right, just see that, you know what I'm saying? Positive vibes today, you know what I'm saying? How to come in here and say that. But, hey, I just, I really want to say that, you know what I'm saying? You know, first of all, I'm going to say what's up, Ty and Steve. But I just want to say I appreciate what y'all do, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. This is my this is about to be a full year me knowing Ty, you know what I'm saying? And I say that he helped me out a lot of things because, like, before I did YouTube and all that, I didn't have no confidence at all or nothing. And one day I was feeling terrible, and I was like, I need to put myself out there. So I started putting myself out there because I know I got full potential and all. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and since I put myself in this journey, it feels so freaking good. Like, it feels so freaking good. Like, I found myself more, you know what I'm saying? Like, I figured out so many things about myself that I didn't even know. For example, back then, I used to like, feel weird being to myself. People used to, like, you know what I'm saying? I used to feel bad. Like, I feel like I couldn't, like, put myself out there like that. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't fit in to the point. But then when I finally sat there and took time for myself, I was like, yo, I'm really a cool-ass nigga. I don't care, you know what I'm saying, who don't fuck with me or not. So it's like, since I had this energy, I was like, bro, why I won't put myself out here on this YouTube? I want people to be happy, you know what I'm saying, be they self, you know what I'm saying? Just because people think you weird doesn't mean you're weird. You're just different, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to be different. I find that out, you know what I'm saying? It feels so good, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday was literally my full year of doing YouTube. I've been happy. You know what I'm saying? I feel good. And yesterday, since it was my full year, I just did my LLC too for my name. My name is lit, you know what I'm saying? Five to the end, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's lit. So I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and do all this. I got more things I got for myself in the future, and I can't wait to do it because this journey, I just want to better myself every day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying I appreciate y'all. Y'all made me figure out some things that I ain't even figure out. You know, I didn't figure out for myself. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm in a call for, man. Did y'all hear everything I said?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, bro, for sure. Nah, you standing ovation,
yeah.
Man.
That was
a hell of a speech,
yeah,
bro.
That was deep, yeah. That was deep.
That was a hell of a speech, bro. Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
You said that all in one breath, yeah. Money. You should try swimming or something, running track or something. Damn.
That was good, though.
appreciate it, man. I'm just glad I'm putting myself out there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to become a better man because before, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really like my old self. Like I was, well, I'm telling you, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was a surface dweller. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm still learning. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say I'm fully deep into it, but I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to continue learning each and every day. I don't want to be a weak-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put myself out there and grow and just, you know, better myself each and every day no matter what, man. I don't care what nobody think about me. I know I'm going to keep on growing. I don't have to be – the famous YouTuber. I really don't care about that. I just want to put myself out there and make people, you know what I'm saying, do what they want to do. Do what they love to do, bro. Bro, just life shit, bro. Y'all don't understand. Life is bigger than fucking relationships and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get irritated when people be trying to talk to me about relationships and all that. And I'm like, yo, it's okay if she or he don't like you. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? All that matters is that you love yourself, bro. That's all that matters, bro. That's all that matters. And I just want people. I want people to also love themselves as well, because that's what people miss out on every day. They don't take time to love themselves. They too busy trying to be what everybody be, what society tell them what they should be. Like, what the hell?
All right, man. I can't do that. We'll throw you back in, man. Thank you for the call.
I love you, gang.
Yeah, we love you, dog.
You
stand up, dog. Stand up. All
damn,
right,
man. You should be in the opera choir or something, bro. That nigga's lungs.
It's a lung.
That nigga's lungs, man.
Eureka lungs. long. All right, last call, 571. 571, sorry for the wait. You got the floor. How can we help you?
Oh, you can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, well, I appreciate you having me on. But I had a question. I was wondering, like, I'm like 18, and I'm like a white belt, not going to lie. And I was wondering, what do you...
You're like a white girl. Like?
No, I'm not a white girl. Oh, my God. I'm a nigga, I promise. But I was saying, like, what you guys were talking about, like... I'm just, I'm a low-key nervous. I've never been on here. Hold up. But I was wondering.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I was just trying to wonder and saying, like, what game do you guys think, like, when you could put her on? Because I could get the girl, but they leave, like, a month after, you know what I'm saying? So I was, like, wondering, what can I do to, like, keep them interested, or they're just not interested at all? Because that's what I'm kind of confused at. Like, they're interested in me at first, but after some time, they just, you know, bounce.
All right, so think about the fact that we just had this entire conversation and you didn't get into your point until 10 minutes into the conversation.
Oh, my brother's trying to run in the room, bro. I'm sorry. I was just kind of shutting them down.
Huh.
What? What did that have to do with anything?
Me talking to you?
Sir?
Yes.
Oh, no, we're talking to you, buddy. What's going on? What's wrong? What's going on?
No, they were just trying to talk to me.
Okay. Take your time. We got time. We're just running the show, but take your time. You done talking to your brother?
Talking?
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay, we're back.
Okay.
We're waiting on you. I mean, take your time. Go ahead. So what's wrong? Are you a sophomore now in school, or junior, or senior? Where are you graduating to? What level?
Senior. And
you're about to go to college.
Yeah.
What, senior citizen? I know you ain't talking about that at the gates of breaking out. Where your excitement at, boy? Where, I don't hear no thrill in your heart, bro. No. Is your heart even beating? What's going on, gang? Come on, gang.
Where's your roar? That roar?
Sir, you understand? Sir, wait. Go and growl. Go growl.
Like that? Like what you mean?
Wait, growl. Let me hear you growl.
Meow.
Dog, you cannot tell me you're a senior and you're going into life like this? Are you okay?
Yeah, man.
Are you living with your mom?
No, bro. It was just a little stage fright, man. I'm not normally like this, bro. It's just that I'm just reading all chat and kind of get some hype, bro.
We believe you. You're not like that. We would never think you're like that.
You couldn't be.
Absolutely not. We know that you got that tiger in you. He just doesn't want to come out to play today.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So what is your problem? You worry because you're going into the world, you can't get no women? Is that what you're worried about?
No. I'm saying, like, when I talk to them, I go on dates with them, I smash, but, like, after a few weeks, they're not interested anymore, which is fine, I guess, but it keep on happening over and over again.
Sir, I want you to repeat after me.
Yeah.
Say, whose is it?
Whose is it?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I got another one. Say, bring that sexy ass over here.
Okay. Bring that sexy ass over here.
All right, let me ask you a question. Now you just got done smashing. How long ago? How long ago did you get done smashing?
Because
I want you.
Monday.
All right. Well, good. Let's call her up. And let's talk. I want you to write down what I want you to write down. You ready? You want to get a pen out. I'm going to tell you what to say.
Okay.
I want you to call and you're going to say it. Okay? Word for word, bar for bar. Okay. All right. We got you. Okay. And ain't going to be much. We already got the first part half done. Right. No, you a baller. Remember, you ain't nervous. Remember this thing. I know you're a tiger inside. So. I know.
Sir, with your back against the wall, are you going to bite or are you going to tuck your tail?
Yeah, what you going to do, dog? So.
Nah, it's not. Bro.
All right.
It's not that I'm not folding, bro. It's that I can't even call her. The police got me folding, bro.
Call her.
Like, you don't know the
you
situation
said,
right now.
Listen, call her. Do you know that it don't matter what the fuck the situation is when you that man?
You not know that, sir? Okay, so you ready?
Yeah, she will call you a fucking handstand.
Yeah.
Answer while doing a handstand.
I mean, you're the one that says you have a bunch of women, right? Right? Did you say you had a bunch of girls?
No.
Come on, gang, you should know this.
Did you have relations with one lately? What was the last one you had relationship with? A relation where you were doing things with
ship or just it? Because I think those are two different things.
Well, teach us. What do you think, buddy? What do you think? Tell us. What do you think, huh? Is it? Okay, go ahead. I'm listening, buddy. So,
sometimes you just talk to her.
All right, wait. Do you want her to go to the hotel or back to your place? Where do you want her to go? You tell us. Where do you want her to go? Where you want her to go?
Back to my place.
You want her back to your place? Are you sure? Is that
yeah.
your final answer? Okay,
yeah.
So you ready to call her? Get her back to your place? All right, so get a piece of paper, and we're going to show you what to say to get her to your place, you slugger, you.
All right. I'm a type of though.
Well, you can type it. Okay. You start off with saying, what's up, sexy? Yeah, y'all remember y'all little kids? Y'all used to do this and shit. Just play with. Okay. Yeah. What's up, sexy?
Got it.
Say, you know what I want you to do right now?
Yeah.
I want you to bring that sexy ass over to my place tonight.
Okay.
All right. And that's it. Look, I'm not going to complicate it. So you ready to call her?
I could call her on Snap, but that's okay.
No. You got her number, though, right? I mean, if you're smashing, I know you got more than a Snap, so.
But I got her on Snap, though.
Well, but what
I
thought you. Caller, you know, sometimes in life we think we have things that we don't sometimes. I mean, I knew a guy that thought he had a imaginary friend named Charlie, and he would always walk around with Charlie, his friend, and talk to Charlie all the time and act like we were supposed to know that Charlie was a figment of his imagination. So sometimes what you say is not actually the truth. Maybe there is no girl. Have you ever thought about that?
So if I get her number, it would be different.
Well, how are we going? How are you gonna get her back to your place?
How the fuck you? What the hell? I'm
like,
bro,
Okay,
hey bro, you 18?
Yeah.
Chat. Let me do a poll. There's no way I'm 20 and we just much different. I never in my life only had a bitch snap and was fucking on through snap, and then I was like, what the hell?
I think he's like,
this
15.
Don't even sound like.
Yeah, I think he's 15 years.
Chad, anybody here 17, 18, ain't no way 2 years is this different, bro. It might be Steve. It might be us. It might be us. I ain't even going to sit here and assume.
How do you not have a number?
How do you just not have a good number, bro?
It's a snap of the same thing, bro. Plus, I have an Android. I can even FaceTime her, bro. Like, you know how it is, man. Like, just whatever, bro. I'll just get her number.
Because you got an Android.
I have an Android.
Listen, bro. I was getting messages before I had a phone.
Yep.
Before Androids, bro.
So call her.
That's why you ain't giving her your number. You ain't wanted to see that green text.
Yeah, just let her know that, hey, guys, there is no girl. Call her.
You ain't want to see that green.
Yeah, call her.
Yeah, call her.
Look.
Damn, I'm texting Broccoli.
Yeah. Call her. I think you got to take your medication. I don't think you're in your right mind right now. You're not 18.
Just call it, bro.
Yeah.
He ain't got it.
He ain't calling. I'm sorry?
How am I not 18?
So you don't have her number. You don't have her number at all. You don't have no girl you fuck with number.
Yeah,
like,
no numbers at all from any girls.
Nah. No,
you just don't have no number. It's okay. No. I'm not talking about the ones you watch on video or the ones in the magazines.
No, I know
I'm talking about
you beat. I know what you mean. But I still appreciate your help, all right? A little better myself.
Well, hey, young man, say no to drugs, okay? Say yes to life, okay? It's okay, all right? So sometimes in life, dog, you just got to realize that being the bottom of the totem pole is a nice place. I mean, you got other people like you and stuff, so it's not that bad. Everybody can't be a winner, young man, you know? Everybody just can't win.
I'm going to just get the number
okay.
And pull that stuff off. And I'm going to call back.
No. Because you already would have had it if it meant anything.
I was just getting her number. If I was already about to smash, I could just get the number, bro. It's not that hard.
Hey, brother, you ain't smashing. No, how you gonna ask her to come over? Tell us how you gonna ask her to come over. How you gonna ask her to come over?
You trying to come over? Like, that's it. Like, what you doing right now?
Okay.
And then she'll be like, nothing. Or I'll be like, oh, you bored? And she's like, yeah. And then I'll be like, all right, pull up. I'll pull up.
Pull up for what? So she pulls up,
you know,
what are you doing next? What is she doing? She pulls up, you open the door. What are you doing?
We go to the back seat.
No, I mean, oh, wait, you ain't have your own place?
Back seat of a door.
Wait, yeah, back seat of a door. What is she pulling up in? You ain't got no house. I'm sorry?
I'm 18, bro. I don't got no place yet.
No. 16.
Listen, it's fine. You ain't listen. Why you embody what you are? Ain't nothing wrong with it, man.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Embrace it. Just embrace it. Okay. Hey.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that, man. I used to have to get creative with places I did shit. We don't even want to know half the places I did shit. No shame.
I don't think he's ever been outside his basement yet. So, young man, just hang in there, man. Listen, everybody can win. Just practice. Look, what I want you to do is I want you to practice. Take your hand and grabbing something out of your back pocket and saying, here you go, sir. Here's my credit card. Just practice that. Just take a photo of a piece of paper and put it in your back pocket and pull it out and practice and get your arm ready, because all your life you're going to say, here you go to the waiter. Let me go ahead and pay for that meal. You ain't gonna fuck or nothing. I mean, you ain't getting no pussy, but I'm saying I'm just giving you prep so you can work for my guys and Taekwondo guys. So you,
I mean, they need to be so trained to the program of how to do it. It'd be like they'd be giving themselves limits as if that makes a shitty situation stink less. Oh, you know, she got into the third or fifth date. She got into the third or fifth date, and then I'm, huh? What the? Yeah. And I've been telling y'all this since day one. And this doesn't even have nothing to do with this call, because at this point, bro, I'm just kind of looking at you crazy, gang. But y'all, this is what I do got to realize. Since day one, I've been saying this. You only have to take her on a date because it's more interesting for her to go out than it is to spend time with you. But when she wants to see you more than she wants to go on a date, you can meet her anywhere or go anywhere.
Yep.
You gotta take on it. The date is not a got to; it's a get to. If she gets to come somewhere with me, if she, listen, and that's no disrespect to any woman I've ever messed with that I never taken on a date, because it's a lot of y'all. Listen, no disrespect. Y'all just know it's a better time to be around me than it is to go somewhere and pretend we're trying to get to know each other and run through some motions of this role playing ass game of, well, here's the proper thing to do in order for you to open your legs. Come on, man. We more than that. We more than that.
I don't even know what to say to him. He's gone. All right. Well, all right. So, well, Ty, another interesting show. I don't want to scare you guys out there that's listening to Dojo and the Man Mindset, but gentlemen, this is what they see when you ask them what they do for a living. This is what they hear. What you just listened to a second ago, I know a lot of y'all are laughing at. If you ain't got no game, this is you to them. I'm letting y'all know, man, that's how they see you.
I mean, y'all got to see how time after time, we might ask one or two questions, put one or two, pressure gets slightly pushed with one finger, and these dudes snap like twigs. Damn, what happened, gang? I thought you was bull. We talking about, I thought you was bull. We say, all right, call her. He like, I don't even have her number. None of their numbers?
Hey.
I can't even imagine a world where that happens. What the fuck?
Yeah. How can you not? How do you get in touch? There ain't no Snapchat, man. Y'all, I mean, the woman wants to be in touch with you. She wants to see you. She wants to text you. She wants to send you photos and all other stuff. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, she could do that on Snapchat, but I would just imagine, like, if you ever just wanted to call her, if she ever just wanted to call you, and well, you can